Beaver Dam High School, a 37-7 victory over Watertown here, clinching a playoff berth tonight in homecoming, Coach. Watertown's homecoming, Coach. His thoughts on the victory?
Yeah, they came out with a lot of passion, and we made a lot of mistakes on their first drive and kind of gave them some hope. Had a turnover in the first half, had some uncharacteristic penalties, and just kind of let them hang in the game. And they did some things offensively that we weren't prepared for, so we had to kind of change our structure and our game plan. And then once we got there and just kind of came out the second half with that good drive, we kind of had them where we wanted them, and defense got a lot of stops, and really proud of our kids.
Your kids have been pretty good with in-game adjustments this year, haven't they?
Yeah, every team kind of is doing different things against us than what they've maybe showed the week before. I think they may be seeing some tendencies. Maybe they're just realizing that what they have done in the past isn't going to work. Credit to our kids for being able to kind of roll with those in-game adjustments on both sides of the ball.
You know, defensively, though, Coach, I think they had half their yards on that first drive after that. You guys pretty much dominated them, kind of figured out what they were doing?
Yeah, just needed to widen out a little bit. We were kind of too condensed, and they took advantage of some things on the perimeter, just some eye discipline stuff. But we'll get it cleaned up, and got two more games left.
You got 300 yards on the ground today.
We like our offensive linemen. These kids have anchored our program for a number of years, and we've got great backs and great skill kids, and they get a lot of the glory. But our offensive line is one of the best units, I think, in the state. So we're going to continue to celebrate those guys by giving them the opportunity to win us games.
Coach Eli Johnson, another interception today. He's got three on there. Can you just kind of talk about what he brings to the table? He's one of those guys that can contribute on both sides of the ball.
I love stories like Eli. He played quarterback, didn't play as a freshman, came out as a sophomore, played quarterback the whole year. Now he's playing wide receiver and defensive back. So I think he's a great kind of kid to show you that a lot can change while you're in high school. You don't have to be a star as a freshman. You don't have to always play the same position year in and year out. If you care and you grind and you buy in, good things will come. And Eli's just having an unbelievable year because he does everything the right way.
You know, you showed again too tonight. I think the first half, you had a lot of rushing yards in the first half. Josiah, you threw the ball a little bit in the second half too and kind of got some things going.
Yeah, just where there were advantages, what we were seeing on film, kind of how they were adjusting to certain personnel groups that we were in. And it helps to have, a guy like Jeff on the perimeter. And so just when we can be in and out, in the box, out on the perimeter, it makes us pretty versatile. And then when multiple guys are touching the ball on the ground, that helps too.
All right, Coach Brock Lindy, congratulations.
Thanks, way to go, Beavers.
Beaver Dam 37-7 at Watertown.